sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour. We're on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm up here in North Dakota Central Time. The show is live. You're welcome to call in. And that's 512-248-8252. And your call will appear on my message board here, which is flashed up to me from Round Rock, Texas. That's the home base of the Republic Broadcasting Network, which I hope you're supporting. All righty. I just noticed here in my array of computers around me an interview with Ron Paul. Now, boy, do I have a history with Ron Paul. Ron Paul Revolution legalized the Constitution. I campaigned from coast to coast, 13 different cities I went to help organize or boost, and I was doing this online as well, Ron Paul rallies. And here's an interview with Ron Paul. Boy, do I admire Ron Paul. Here's an interview with him that he just did, and I haven't played it yet for myself. I'm going to play it for both of you and me right now. But look at this headline. This is what grabbed me. And Ron Paul is one of the great men of American history and of the right. Ron Paul, I'm reading this off of the Gateway Pundit, maybe my favorite news website, thegatewaypundit.com. Not a very catchy name, but that's what they came up with. And you have to put the word the in there. Don't put just Gateway Pundit in. You have to write thegatewaypundit.com. The people that set it up, I believe, are the Hoft brothers, identical twins, I believe, H-O-F-T. Ron Paul says there has been a coup in America and claims it began with the CIA murder of JFK. Whew. You want to listen to that video? Yeah, me too. Okay, so here it is. I'm going to play it. I'll read you the text. And let's see, I think this appears on the Daily Caller, which is a website that Tucker Carlson helped create. Ron Paul tells Tim Pool, JFK was murdered by our government. Former Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul claimed John F. Kennedy was murdered by our government during a Tuesday interview with political commentator Tim Pool. So that would be yesterday. Paul appeared on Pool's show Timcast for a wide-ranging interview about current events, economics, and war. Poole asked Paul 10 minutes into the show about the possibility of America entering World War III against Russia. And then Paul says this, I'm arguing the case that we're in the middle of it. We are in the middle of it. and moving right along, that the revolution has been fought. That's past tense, folks, past tense. That the revolution has been fought. There has been a coup. Past tense. We don't have any resemblance to a government that believes in a republic. We don't have honest money. We don't have integrity, Paul said. And back to Paul again. But I do believe there has been a coup, and it's been taken over. And if I want to, and if I can, I want to just put the date in my mind. And anybody could pick probably any date in the last 100 years, but I have picked November 22nd, 1963. That was the day Kennedy was murdered by our government. You know, by the CIA. Wow. Now, I mean, I presume all of you know who Ron Paul is and how important as an American thinker, leader, he is. That's what you just heard him say. Now we're going to listen to it. You heard me say it. Now let's listen to Ron Paul say it.
You know, there's been a coup. We don't have any resemblance to a government that believes in a republic. We don't have honest money. We don't have integrity. We don't even have people in Washington that even pretends, you know, that you're supposed to tell the truth. You know, remember just recently there was a congressperson that won, and he won by putting on his resume just a bunch of lies. And the other ones got hysterical. The other congressman telling lies like this. And I got to thinking, well, how many of these people that were complaining about this guy telling lies, how many of them lied when they raised their hand up and swore to uphold the Constitution? Now, that's a lie that really has consequences. Actually, you could probably make fun and make a little joke because his jokes weren't, everybody knew he was fibbing, but the real lies are being told. And that is our big problem. But I do believe there has been a coup, and it's been taken over. And if I want to just put the date in my mind, and anybody could pick probably any date in the last 100 years. But I have picked November 22nd, 1963.
What happened on that day?
That was the day Kennedy was murdered by our government.
Wow.
You know, by the CIA.
Wow. Wow is right. That was an incredible statement by one of the most incredible people in American history. Let that one sink in. Now, one thing that all of us are working, laboring under, is information overload. At one and the same time as we're being starved of the truth, we are being bombarded with events. You know, here comes the Depression. Here comes currency collapse. Here comes World War III. Here comes an immigrant invasion. Here comes a police state. Here comes a weaponized FBI out to get every patriot in America. You're just being attacked on all fronts, all the time, every day, without let up. So all of us need to steel ourselves to be able to handle this. This has never happened before. But for Ron Paul to say what he just said, that is incredible. November 22nd, 1963, the CIA murdered Kennedy, and he said that would be as good as any as a date for the coup against America. The deep state, the insiders, the people who killed Kennedy took over. And that control has continued ever since that date. That's a long time. 1963, that's 37 plus 23 years. That's 60 years of deep state coup d'etat. All righty, let's go to Let's go to my favorite place. You know what it is. Oh, I've got a number for you. You ready for this? Donald Trump puts a message out. He calls it a truth, not a tweet, a truth. I like that. At truthsocial.com. If you're not already participating or a member, fix that. You can fix it while we're broadcasting. Get yourself on over to truthsocial.com and get signed in. Here's a message today. Message in a bottle. And here's what the president says. He puts up for our view a Florida poll. This is Florida now, not somewhere else, Florida. It's called the Florida's Voice poll, a poll that had 24,319 votes. And here's the final result. People were offered four choices for president: Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and other. So just in your mind's eye, I want you to make a guess. What do you think the result is? This is Florida, after all. Ron DeSantis is the governor, right? So factor that in. Floridians who want to pick between Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and other. Well, other got 3%. Nikki Haley got 1%. Ron DeSantis got 16%. Don't faint on me. Don't faint. Donald Trump got 80%. Holy smokes. 80% for Trump, 16% for DeSantis in Florida? Whoo. Ron DeSantis. Please. Save yourself. This is not going the way you expected. Now, I'll read you a little essay by somebody we all admire, Roger Stone. Remember, it was Donald Trump who pardoned Roger Stone, who, of course, had committed no violation. He hadn't jaywalked. He hadn't spat on the sidewalk, did nothing, but required a pardon from Donald Trump to fully exonerate Roger Stone. Well, here's Roger Stone writing about Ron DeSanctimonious. Here it is. Let's go to that essay. I've got it somewhere. It's called, I'm finding it on rogerstone.substack.com. And he calls his article The Slow Motion Collapse of Ron DeSantis. And it was Dateline yesterday. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds and Corey Mills' recent endorsement of President Trump is further evidence of the erosion of the political prospects of Governor Ron DeSantis. I remember Roger Stone lives in Florida, is a longtime resident of Florida. That's where the FBI raided his condo. I think it was a condo, raided with like 36 FBI agents, boats, helicopters, divers, machine guns, unarmed, unwell, old man, and his ailing wife. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds. Oh. The eroding prospects of Governor DeSantis, who, to the surprise of some, has turned on the man who is solely and completely responsible for his elevation from the position of obscure and relatively unknown congressman to the governorship of the Sunshine State. Perhaps 2018 is too long ago for many Americans to remember that the entire Florida Republican establishment. Now, get this. I didn't know this. Roger Stone is nothing if not thorough and accurate. that the entire Florida Republican establishment, including all 67 Republican county chairmen, every elected Republican state representative, every state senator, and every Republican member of the Florida congressional delegation had endorsed former Congressman and Florida Agricultural Commissioner Adam Putnam in that year's Republican gubernatorial primary. Let that sink in. You think DeSantis' chances were next to zero? That's right, they were. Those with a better memory have noted the abject refusal of Congressman Ron DeSantis to endorse Trump in 2016. I didn't know that. Even after the New York billionaire came out of nowhere to seize the Republican presidential nomination, DeSantis became a, in ironic quotes, fierce Trump defender only after Trump was elected, seizing the opportunity to come to Trump's attention by defending him against the Russian collusion hoax on Fox television as well as conservative talk radio. It is only the tweeted endorsement of Donald Trump that allowed DeSantis to skyrocket past Putnam and seize the Republican gubernatorial nomination. How quickly DeSantis and his wife have forgotten this cringeworthy television commercial in which DeSantis seized the Trump mantle in order to win the gubernatorial nomination. Now remember, Trump pulled him out of the trash can twice, once to get the Republican nomination, second to win the general election. So here, there's a little ad for DeSantis. I'll play it for a second.
Everyone knows my husband, Ron DeSantis, is endorsed by President Trump, but he's also an amazing dad. Ron loves playing with the kids.
Build the wall.
He reads stories.
Then Mr. Trump said, "You're fired." I love that part.
He's teaching Madison to talk.
Make America great again.
Wow. Wow. Can you believe that? That was his campaign ad. He is really, you know, pandering to us MAGA folks. Even then, brilliant, brilliant commercial, won him the governorship. Even then, Trump had to rearrange his schedule in the closing days of the 2018 campaign to hold three rallies in Florida in the final 2 weeks of the gubernatorial race to literally drag DeSantis, a lackluster candidate with little knowledge of state issues, across the finish line by a mere 30,000 votes. DeSantis would raise and spend over $100 million on re-election, and although he would win a solid victory, his campaign produced media almost as embarrassing as his jock-sniffing Trump ad in the 2018 primary. Who can forget when DeSantis let Florida voters know that God had anointed him to save the state and nation? Okay, now here's another ad. This is Roger Stone. Brilliant, brilliant commentary by Roger Stone. He nails it. Okay, so now we're going to play apparently an embarrassing Ron DeSanctimonious ad.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, "I need a protector." So God made a fighter. God said, "I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, kiss his family goodbye, travel thousands of miles for no other reason than to serve the people, to save their jobs, their livelihoods, their liberty, their happiness." So God made a fighter. God said, "I need someone to be strong."
I can't take any more of this. It's going to go on for another minute. And all of this is punctuated with pictures of who else? Ron DeSanctimonious. That is pathetic. Even more embarrassing is the ad in which DeSantis, a self-styled tough guy, declared himself the top gov, mimicking the popular movie featuring Tom Cruise, Top Gun.
It's Ken Harbaugh, and Ron DeSantis just made my day. I have been waiting for a political ad like the one I'm about to show you. It's not just cringy. It's literally Navy pilot cosplay. Take a look.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force. Does it say that in the bill? I'm asking you to tell me what's in the bill. Number two.
Okay. And we see Ron DeSantis posing in a white suit, imitating Tom Cruise in Top Gun. Okay, the standing of DeSantis in both state and national polls soared in the immediate aftermath of his smashing Florida victory. On the other hand, his failure to rally to Trump's support in the face of the illegitimate lawfare unleashed by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and his subsequent attacks on his benefactor go down in history as some of the worst political timing in modern politics. Now remember, we saw one of the ways you can do that is to contact the result of what DeSantis did, that mistake. In Florida, 80% Trump, 18% DeSantis. Or was it 16? Who cares? It was Trump everything, DeSantis nothing. At Kettle Marine LTD at Cox.com. Just the same, the recognition by DeSantis and his wife that the anti-establishment America First wing of the party is still in the ascendancy, and the governor's thematic claim to be Trump without the chaos might have positioned him well for 2028 and beyond had he, at a mere 42 years old, simply waited. In fact, those who argue that DeSantis is more electable against the Democrats in a general election have it exactly wrong. By mounting a treacherous and backstabbing presidential candidacy, DeSantis has won what will be the undying enmity of a substantial number of non-Republican Trump voters who will never support his DeSantis candidacy, even if he were to somehow become the 2024 Republican nominee.
Conducted covert operations that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
Anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say.
I think, now hang on just a second, folks. Let me communicate with my engineer. Well, I'm getting a little bit bleed through on my mic here. Let me cut to the chase, Kelso. Let me go down to the bottom. And that is, well, I think we did reach. Well, Roger Stone says there is a Floridian candidate who might be a good candidate for 2028. It's not Ron DeSantis. Maybe a better choice is Congressman Byron Donalds, who has already emerged as a formidable contender. Oh, for governor of the Sunshine State post DeSantis. So Stone really knows how to. how to clobber a guy, and he's saying let's we don't even need DeSantis as governor of Florida, let alone president of the United States. Let's put Byron Donalds in there as governor. Alrighty, so that was a good one right there. And let's go now to back to the president, who is the one who put that Roger Stone column up. I don't find these things. I'm not like finding obscure columns or this or that. No, I'm going right to the source. I'm going for the material that Donald Trump finds noteworthy. And he makes it noteworthy simply by that posting. Here's Donald Trump today, 5 hours ago. You followed the intelligence leaks that are going on? Unbelievable. What's actually going on in Ukraine and in the Biden administration? The leaks that have come out? Mind-boggling. The worst, and the president writes today, the worst leaks of intelligence, and he puts intelligence within ironic quotes, in U.S. history, our country has never been so embarrassed, and yet they come after Trump on their old and tired boxes hoax. The special, again in ironic quotes, prosecutor should investigate Biden. Maybe he was the leaker. Nothing would surprise me about this group. Let's go to the president's most recent posting. Let's go all the way to the top. Let's hit refresh, and let's see what his most recent missive to us is. He says, he posts Jack Posobiec, who writes, "So are we just going to overlook the fact that the leaks show Biden authorized U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine and then lied about it?" I'll just let that go. And then the president writes 25 minutes ago, so this is fresh from the president's mind. I'm not sure exactly what his full message is. He's probably got another message coming up. He's probably writing it right now. But this partial message, he says, "The one who obstructed on documents was Joe Biden, not Donald J. Trump." Okay, they're accusing the president of obstructing. He was completely in cordial, cooperative communication with the morons in the Justice Department and the FBI who were sending him letters about, you know, whatever materials you happen to have. He was complying completely with their requests, being utterly forthcoming. Joe Biden was lying. They're still finding thousands of documents all over the place in a Chinese restaurant, in a storage locker, on the garage floor behind his Corvette. I wonder if he got any, did he maybe change the oil, use a classified documents to protect his floor from the Corvette? Of course, I don't know. He wouldn't know how to change oil. But he maybe just to protect the floor from leaking oil from his Corvette. That's maybe why he had the classified documents there behind the Corvette. Very secure location. And then the president posts this one 40 minutes ago. "We broke every positive record," meaning us, the Patriot Movement. And then he puts in this message. He quotes Jack Posobiec, who you have seen. Let me see. Where do you see him most? I think you see him on Real America's Voice. It's where you most often see this great Patriot commentator, Jack Posobiec, at Real America's Voice. That's a name you want to remember. Again, it's like the Gateway Pundit. It's too long. It's hard to remember. I didn't get it at first. Real America's Voice. That's a network. I think one of the principals in the creation of Real America's Voice was and is Steve Bannon. And keep your eyes on Steve Bannon. He has made some friends in high places, and he's got the clout. And I think those friends have the money to build a true national patriot network. Stay tuned. And as I said yesterday's show, the president is quoting Jack Posobiec after Steve Bannon quotes the same Jack Posobiec. All we need now is for the president to just go right to the source and quote his old friend and chief strategist, Steve Bannon. Something to be longed for when those two get together. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
We're back, folks. And yesterday we reported on the FBI's infiltration of Catholic churches at the direction of Christopher Wray. And the Steve Bannon, speaking of great Catholics, Steve Bannon said of Christopher Wray and of Merrick Garland, he said, these two are 100% evil. 100% evil. Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, and Merrick Garland, the attorney general. These are the two top cops in America now. They're the ones throwing people in jail and throwing away the key. Steve Bannon pronounced them 100% evil. Now here are two other heroes. Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio. And I don't know what Jim Jordan's faith is. I haven't looked it up. Protestant, Catholic, I don't know. But listen to what he has to say.
Came forward and told us about what was going on in the Richmond field office. They were looking, the FBI in the Richmond field office was looking to put sources in churches, have informants in Catholic parishes. That's what they were looking to do. Someone needs to give them a lesson in the First Amendment. This memorandum that they put together that we now have, this memorandum talks about doing just that. And it was signed off on by two senior analysts and the chief division counsel there. How can a lawyer sign off on something like, and frankly, but for the whistleblower, I don't know that this wouldn't still be going on. And this thing was sent out to all the other field offices. Now stop and think for a second. Yesterday was probably more Americans in church than any other day of the year. The day we celebrate the resurrection of our Savior. More millions of Americans going to church. Now, what if this FBI thing would have been carried out? There would be people in the church spying on fellow parishioners, fellow churchgoers. That's what they were looking to do. That's how scary this is, what they've done to the First Amendment. And when you put it in context, remember the FTC a few weeks ago, we learned, was asking a private company, who are the journalists you're talking to? Name four personally. Two of those journalists testified. When one of them's testifying while Democrats are asking who his sources are, the FBI is knocking on his door. And now we learn that here in the last month, now we learn that the FBI was looking to put informants and develop sources in churches where you go to talk to your pastor, to your priest, looking to do that. That is frightening stuff. And that's why the work we're doing in this committee, I think, is so darn important. It's a brave whistleblower who brought us.
That's Jim Jordan. Boy, what a champion. Now, here's another one.
Can drinking water before bed burn 46?
Sorry. Once in a while, an ad pops up because, you know, I'm doing my amateur production here. And so let me go down here to Senator Hawley of Missouri. And he's got on the witness stand, witness table, the Honorable, using the term in the most loose fashion, the Honorable Merrick B. Garland. So let's listen to see what Senator Hawley of Missouri comes up with. And I'm led to this by Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, hey, Kelso, and to all of you, go look at this. Go look at this that is being memory-holed, ignored by the lamestream media. It's important. Oops. Got to go through that ad again. Just a second here. We'll get out of the ad, and there we go.
General Garland, let me just ask you, does your department have a problem with anti-Catholic bias?
Our department protects all religions and all ideologies. It does not have any bias against any religion of any kind.
Well, you could have surprised me, because given the resources that you are expending and the apparently intelligence assets that you are deploying against Catholics, it appears, and other people of faith, while simultaneously turning a blind eye while people are executed gang style in the streets of our cities, including in my home state, your answer frankly surprises me. Let's talk about the Mark Haupt case, for example. You've been asked about this already today, and frankly, your answers really astound me. This is a case where a Catholic pro-life demonstrator, father, was accused of disorderly conduct in front of an abortion center. The local prosecutor, the Philadelphia district attorney, who is a Democrat, a liberal, very progressive, declined to prosecute. There was a private suit that got dismissed. And then after all of that, your Justice Department sent between 20 and 30 armed agents in the early morning hours to the Houck's private residence to arrest this guy after he had offered to turn himself in voluntarily. Here's the photo. Once again, you can see the long guns. You can see the ballistic shields. You can see that they're wearing bulletproof vests. Why did the Justice Department do this? Why did you send 20 to 30 SWAT-style agents and a SWAT-style team to this guy's house when everybody else had declined to prosecute and he'd offered to turn himself in?
Determinations of how to make arrests under arrest warrants are made based by the tactical operators in the district.
They are not. But you surely looked into it by this point, right? You know the answer. Surely.
All I know is what the FBI has said, which was that they made the decisions on the ground as to what was safest and easiest.
So
they do not agree with your description of what happened on the
scene. You don't agree with my description. I'm pointing out what the photo is. There are agents here who have long guns and ballistic shields. Let's take a look at the hardened criminals that your Justice Department sent these armed agents to go terrorize on that morning. Here they are. Here they are at mass. Here's the seven children with Mr. Houck and his wife. In this early morning, they were all at home. Mrs. Houck has said repeatedly the children were screaming. They feared for their lives. You got these agents demanding that he come out. They've got the gun, she said, pointing at the house and at them. He has offered to turn himself in. And this is who you go to terrorize.
Now, and folks, this guy Houck, he's a street counselor who counsels young ladies who appear at abortion clinics and says, you know, there are options. You can have your baby. You don't have to have an abortion. We have all kinds of people who will raise your baby or help you have your baby, will help you if you're destitute or if you feel you're at wit's end. You don't have to abort your baby. That's all he says. That's his counseling. It's out on the public sidewalk outside of abortion clinics. That's called the First Amendment. It's called the public sidewalk. And in the course of doing that, a commie rat punk came up to him and was harassing him. He put up with that. But then the punk starts harassing his young son, who's out there with dad. And dad, of course, doesn't like this communist punk, coward, which they all are, harassing his son. So he pushes him away from his son because he's charging his son. He doesn't hit him. He pushes him away from his son, his most precious thing, his child. And he's now Merrick Garland. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. The Attorney General of the United States, you hear him lying like a communist rat that he is to Senator Hawley of Missouri. He sends in his goons, and that they can only be described as goons. Anybody that would agree to such a raid on a Christian man's home, who is an absolute angel, they know that because they're looking, before they go out on their so-called raid, they look at the profile of the person, they realize no crimes, no convictions, no nothings, no citations, sterling, pillar of the community, church man, beautiful children. We're going to show up with our machine guns, dozens of us. We're going to show up with our machine guns before the break of dawn, terrorize this poor man's little children, traumatize them. Yeah, we don't give a rat's ass about children. We don't give a rat's ass about America or the rights or the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. That's your damn FBI. That's Merrick Garland. And that's what Ron Paul was talking about. We don't have a government anymore. We have no Constitution. We have no Bill of Rights. This is a tyranny. And thank goodness for people like Hawley, who drags Merrick Garland to the microphone.
What's really interesting to me is this seems to directly contradict your own memorandum about the use of force at the Justice Department. You say officers may use only the force that is objectively reasonable to effectively control an incident. Are you telling me that in your opinion as Attorney General, it was objectively necessary to use 20 or 30 SWAT-style agents with long guns and ballistic shields for these people?
What I'm saying is that decisions about how to go about this were made.
What a lying sack of crap. What I'm saying is the decisions to me. Oh, you don't have anything to do with it, Merrick Garland. You don't have any authority, you dictator. No, it was some local guy who made it. Was somebody else. It was done at a local decision. I'm just the Attorney General. I don't have I have no power to step in on situation like this. And of course, it was some junior guy who rounded up 30 SWAT team guys armed to the teeth to terrorize a Catholic family. Yeah, right. It was some little lowdown who did that all on his lonesome. He didn't have any higher approval. No, no. Why would you think that? What a lying piece of garbage. Every single member of the Biden government is a lying piece of garbage. A communist.
On the ground by FBI agents.
So you're saying you don't know?
I'm saying what I just said.
Which is that you're abdicating responsibility?
I'm not abdicating responsibility.
Then give me the answer. Do you think, in your opinion, you are the Attorney General of the United States? You are in charge of the Justice Department. And yes, sir, you are responsible. Yeah. So give me an answer.
The FBI does not agree with your description.
I'm not asking about the FBI. You are the Attorney General. Give me your answer. Do you think that it was objectively reasonable and they followed your guidelines in sending 20 to 30 armed agents to terrorize these people? Yes or no?
The facts I have, which are those presented by the FBI, are not consistent with your description.
Oh, my God. The facts I have, which are presented by the FBI, do not agree with your description. Have you ever heard more BS than that? And thank you to Josh Hawley, who gets the emotion. You got to have the emotion, folks. You got to tell these people who need to go to hell to go to hell. This is a battle for America, for our survival. If they can go in, this guy who did nothing, spitting on the sidewalk would be more of an offense than pushing somebody away from your child who's being charged by this communist beast yelling profanity in your ear. For simply exercising your right to speak in America, the First Amendment.
So you think it was reasonable?
I'm saying the facts are not as you describe.
What, that the children weren't there? That there weren't long guns there?
We're looking at the picture. The facts are not as you describe. Here's a picture. Holly's got it up on it, and God bless Josh Hawley. He's got the picture right there on the easel of all these people at this guy's door with machine guns. And body armor and shields. They know this guy poses no threat. This is being done to intimidate you.
There, but there weren't agents? What do you dispute? What's the factual premise you dispute?
FBI said they don't agree with your description of...
Be specific. They don't agree with what?
Of how many agents, of the agents who were there, and of what their roles were. They don't agree.
Do you know the jury in this case acquitted Mr. Houck? I'm sure you're aware. Do you know how long it took him?
I am aware, and we respect the decision of the jury.
Do you know how long it took him?
I don't know.
1 hour. 1 hour. Philadelphia District Attorney declines to prosecute. The private suit's dismissed. You use an unbelievable show of force with guns that I just note liberals usually decry. We're supposed to hate long guns and assault-style weapons. You're happy to deploy them against Catholics and innocent children. Happy to. And then you haul them into court, and a jury acquits him in 1 hour.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, folks, we may lose our freedom in America. You're going to want to remember that little moment with Josh Hawley. And we aren't going to get a whole lot of these moments. If we lose, we're hanging on by the skin of our teeth. That we actually have people like Josh Hawley and Jim Jordan who can grill these people.
I just suggest to you that that is a disgraceful performance by your Justice Department and a disgraceful use of resources. I notice a pattern, though. The FBI field office in Richmond on the 23rd of January of this year issued a memorandum in which they advocated for, and I quote, the exploration of new avenues for tripwire and source development against traditionalist Catholics, it's their language, including those who favor the Latin Mass. Attorney General, are you cultivating sources and spies in Latin Mass parishes and other Catholic parishes around the country?
Justice Department does not do that. It does not do investigations based on religion. I saw the document you have.
What did you do?
It's appalling. It's appalling. I'm in complete agreement with you. I understand that the FBI has withdrawn it and is now looking into how this could ever have happened.
How did it happen?
That's what they're looking into. But I'm totally in agreement with you. That document is appalling.
I'll tell you how it happened. This memorandum, which is supposed to be intelligent, cites extensively the Southern Poverty Law Center, which goes on to identify all of these different Catholics as being part of hate groups. Is this how the FBI, under your direction and leadership, is this how they do their intelligence work? They look at left-wing advocacy groups to target Catholics? Is this what's going on? I mean, clearly it is. How is this happening?
The FBI is not targeting Catholics. And as I've said, this is an inappropriate memorandum, and it doesn't reflect the methods that the FBI is supposed to be using. It should not be relying on any single organization without doing its own work.
Let me just ask you, as my time expires here, a very direct question. How many informants do you have in Catholic churches across America?
I don't know, and I don't believe we have any informants aimed at Catholic churches. We have a rule against investigations based on First Amendment activity, and Catholic churches are obviously First Amendment activity.
Well,
but I don't know the specific answer to
you. You don't know the specifics of anything, it seems, but apparently on your watch, this Justice Department is targeting Catholics, targeting people of faith specifically for their faith views. And Mr. Attorney General, I'll just say to you, it's a disgrace.
Beautiful. Josh Hawley, let that echo down the ages. What a beautiful confrontation of a good man and a cowardly piece of garbage, Merrick Garland. That was wonderful. Apparently you don't know anything, Attorney General Garland. You know, let's hope we can make it, folks. Let's hope that the Trump revolution survives. The MAGA movement can hang in there. We can get our country back. And moments like that, we won't have any more Attorney General's Garland. But, you know, you heard it in Ron Paul's voice. Ron Paul, as optimistic a man as you'll ever meet, you heard an old man, Ron Paul, and a man who feels defeated by a coup that he failed to stop. And he tried with his life. He tried at the risk of his life. He did everything he could. He failed. Now it's Donald Trump's turn. Will he succeed in stopping the coup, which he placed at November 22nd, 1963, when the CIA, Merrick Garland's buddies, assassinated the president of the United States because they didn't like him. They didn't want him. Maybe he was a threat to them. He was maybe a little too honest, a little too curious, a little too truthful. That was enough to sign his death warrant in Dallas. Well, I think we have exhausted our time. How time flies. I mean, look here. Yes, we have just a few minutes left. I don't know if there's time for anybody to call in. Maybe you could try. But here we are on a Wednesday night. We'll be back again tomorrow night, Thursday. And, how do you cover this news? You don't. It's coming at us from everywhere. So hang on, folks. Be of good faith. Hold your head up high. Don't give up. With heroes like Hawley there, heroes like Jim Jordan, especially Donald Trump, heroes like Roger Stone, maybe we can prevail. We have the truth on our side. That's something, huh? The truth counts for a little bit. And but they control all but a small part of the power in New York and Washington, L.A., the media, government. It's not a rehearsal. This is the real thing. Did you notice what Ron Paul said? He didn't say... He said, in the past tense, there has been a coup. We've lost our government. These are all past tense. When I was listening to Ron Paul and campaigning for him in 2007, all over the country in 2008, he was saying, we could lose Going forward, future tense, we might lose our freedom. There might be a coup. The enemy might take over. Well, it's happened, hasn't it? According to Ron Paul. I don't think we can squeeze in. Tom in Utah, do you want to get in two words edgewise?
Ron, I come in, Tom. And I ran. I loved him too. I actually had to interact with both of them in their times in the Congress. I just want
which
to say,
two? Ron Paul and who else?
Well, Ron Paul first when I was back in D.C. in the early 2000s, and then Rand later.
Yes,
I had to
me
interact
too.
With him on this poisoning of the poor case where. Yeah. Where it's trying to defend the lives of children. So they're both wonderful men.
They are wonderful. Thank you. I agree with you completely. And I remember when Rand Paul was there with his dad at those rallies I attended, and he was not a politician. He was, I don't even know if he was yet an ophthalmologist, an ophthalmological surgeon. But he was just, he was about to get married to his sweetheart, and they were about to move to Kentucky where he set up his eye clinic. And then he decided to run for senator from Kentucky. And Rand won. And thank goodness we've got Rand, folks. And let's hope that Ron, his doctor father, will hang in there and be with us for many years as well. But you're right, Tom, in Utah, two of the greatest men in American history, Ron and Rand Paul.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have that honor, to have been a friend and associate to these very fine men, not only in politics, but in medicine.
Yeah, well, that's it's an honor to have you on the show that actually did interact with them directly. Thank you very much, Tom, there for calling us from Utah.
The well-being of America is at their heart. That is the core of their labor. That is a great value for men to have, and to meld it in with politics is a real miracle.
Yes, it is. And those few men that we have, like Rand and Ron, and the whole Paul family, actually, the women and the men, we have a few of these. And, we outnumber the enemy. The enemy controls positions of power. But, hey, folks, you have the numbers. There are more patriots in America than cowardly people like Merrick Garland. So, I think we can overwhelm them with numbers if we realize our strength and take our country back. With that, we'll bid you adieu till tomorrow night. We'll come back together here in the Trump Clubhouse. See what amazing things await us in the next 24 hours. See you then.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.